This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. As he takes office, President Joe Biden is calling for all Americans to come together amid unprecedented challenges. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden says there's much to do as the nation continues facing the virus crisis amid a deep divide.
Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
It can only happen with unity.
We must end this uncivil war.
On the Capitol's West Front, where Trump backers stormed the building 2 weeks ago, Biden never mentioned his predecessor, and Trump did not show up, having flown to Florida hours earlier. At 78, Biden is the oldest president inaugurated, and running mate Kamala Harris also made history as the first black person and the first of South Asian descent to assume the vice presidency. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Many world leaders said they were looking forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden. Charles Michel, the president of the European Council, tweeted congratulations to both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, adding, "It's time to bring back conviction and common sense and to rejuvenate our EU-US relationship." Iran's President Hassan Rouhani hailed the departure of what he called the tyrant Trump. Tehran having repeatedly called on Washington to lift sanctions over its nuclear drive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged Biden to strengthen a long-standing alliance between the two countries. Pope Francis urged Mr. Biden to promote reconciliation and peace around the world. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted that he looked forward to working with Biden to strengthen India's partnership with the United States. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.